Good morning. We continue with our study of the world of friendship through the eyes of Rav Shlomo Volbe. And Rav Shlomo Volbe has been taking us in this current section through the understanding and ordering of Torah Sheba'al Peh, of the role of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the way he's done it so far is by identifying the different orders of Mishnah, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, to give us six ordering lessons that become tradition, that become the process of the Mesorah, and those things become fundamental in life. So, like for instance, Seder Zroim gave us the basics of man to God Emuna, which is seen through the farmer who puts so much of his life by putting Hashem first. And yesterday we talked about Seder Moed, how we use time, and how time is gifted to us in a way for us to turn around and realize that we develop a connection to Hashem, and that there is a purpose of filling our time with those opportunities where we are otherwise bothered through the constraints of time, to have the rafchas hanefesh, to have the openness to develop and hook up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to realize that we stop everything else to see His rulership in the world. Well, today Rav Volbe turns to the concept of Seder Nashim, and he only makes a brief note because he's going to come back to it in a much longer essay. But he says, why do we have a whole section dedicated to Seder Nashim? And it's referred to in the Gemara as Chosen, as the shield. And Rav Volbe just makes one simple point over here, and that is that in life, all other religions have fallen by the wayside. The great histories of the world have fallen by the wayside. And part of the reason why is because they didn't have strong family values. We live in an opposite mindset. Our goal in life is to build a family. We don't just live alone as individuals relating to God. We build families that relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that starts by building good marriages that are batim ne'emanim la'kadosh baruch hu, as well as batim ne'emanim li'Yisrael, homes that are dedicated to God, homes that therefore entrench within themselves that which is going to be dedicated for Am Yisrael. Along the way, he also mentions the fact that while there were many who were arguing at the end of the 60s and the early part of the 70s that our religion devalues females, he says that idea is obviously off the wall. He says, by definition, there have to be rules in terms of finances and how whom takes care of whom and under what circumstances. But a man's first responsibility is Oava Gegufo Machabda Yoser Megufo. The Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, they all highlight the understanding that if a person is going to go ahead and build future generations, it's the women who have that tradition. This idea is echoed by Rabbi Hirsch in a different essay on the Jewish woman, and he points out that whenever we've wanted to destroy a community, whenever the enemies of the Jews have wanted to come up and rise up and raise new reforms in order to destroy and assimilate the Jewish community, they've always started by attacking the Jewish family, and the best attack on a Jewish family starts with a Jewish woman. We can rise up against that and change that, because what we're concerned about is future generations, and that begins with teaching the current one how couples live, how to build a couplehood, how to build mutual respect, and what we do to build and grow within that process. We also move to Seder Nezikin. Seder Nezikin is identified from the perspective of Yeshuos. Yeshuos means salvation. Nezikin is about justice. Why are we applying one to the other? So Rav Volbe again goes on to explain that the Torah isn't just an administrative log of mitzvos. The Torah is, by definition, supposed to be designed to go ahead and create the most wholesome human being possible, and that means that it also involves harnessing the power and the energy by getting rid of the evil that exists within a person. It's like the Ramban writes that the reason why we begin Parshas Mishpatim immediately after the Aseres HaDibros and Matan Torah is because Parshas Mishpatim highlights how we are supposed to actualize not violating Lo Sachmot. Lo Sachmot means a person's not supposed to covet or desire. And the Ramban writes that by definition, by following the Mishpatim and the laws, we learn not to want things that don't belong to us. If that's the case, then the Mishpatim and these conflicts that come up within are not just conflicts that are there because I shouldn't take what doesn't belong to me because I'll go to jail or I won't have law and order. No, these mitzvahs are there to uplift us, just like the mitzvah of davening, the mitzvah of tefillin. Right? A person has to understand not stealing is on equal footing with those. And if a person wants to grow, you can grow through the mishpatim bein adam l'chaveiro in the same way that you can grow through the bein adam l'makom mitzvos. There could be the same type of spirituality in the bein adam l'chaveiro of not stealing that you can have when a person sits down to Shabbos and goes through with that desire for a spiritual uplift. And that's why you can't compare, although we like to compare laws, you can't compare the law structure of Torah and mishpatim to the ones of the other nations of the world. And this is an idea Rav Volpe says was actually pointed out by Kaney, who wrote the three great law systems. He says you can't compare them because law in the secular society is built on the concept of justice. What's proper? What's improper? How do we create a functional society that knows what to do and what not to do? But Torah is not about that. What do we say? David HaMelech says in Tehillim, and we say it every Shabbos, Mishpatei Hashem Emes. The idea of having Hashem's Mishpatim, the issues that come up in Seder and Nezikin, those issues are there to teach us not just about justice, but rather to teach us about truth. The difference between justice and truth is that you can have justice that's true, but not absolutely true. When it comes to Torah law, we're not interested in that which is not absolute. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos are set up to create no challenges. And that comes out only in the Torah Hashem. And that's why we turn around and we refer to Seder Nezikin as Yeshuos. Yeshuos are there to pick us up. Yeshuos are there to save us when we wind up in a hole. Yeshuos are there when we go through regular life. And yes, sometimes we falter. And in Seder Nezikin, we talk about the punishments that people get when they violate the laws. The goal of a punishment in a society of justice is to create a punishment. Perhaps one that fits the crime, perhaps one that doesn't. In a goal of truth, in a world of absolute truth, the goal is to create a tikkun achet, to fix that which is wrong. Like we say, the idea that we take a person who steals and stick him into a prison, that's there to deter the person from stealing now. It does not guarantee that when the person comes out of prison, even with the best of prison reform, that there won't be a recidivism rate. There is a recidivism rate when a person goes to jail. What the Torah tells us is Veheshev Esagzela Shargazal, that a person has to go ahead and pay kefel. He if he gets caught stealing, then he returns that which he stole in order to make it better, to create the truth within the world, and then also as a deterrent, make the guy pay. Make him pay a double punishment, because then he'll learn to fix the mistake that he made in the back. And as Rav Volpe says, it's a much more humane system to go ahead and create that. And so sometimes we go through life saying the system is better and more true than Torah law, or it's equal to Torah law. Chalila v'chalila. Within each and every mitzvah we do, every single moment of our day, we have the ability to become chassidim. The Gemara says we have the ability to hit a level of piety, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Harotza, Haiman deboy lemevik chassidim. If somebody wants to become a pious individual, Yikayim mili de nezikin. Start with the nezikin issues. They're around all the time. They give us an opportunity to connect to Hashem, even in the mundane. When we're thinking about Hashem and what He wants from us and from His world, every moment of every day, then what we're able to do and achieve is an awareness that we are creating that world of friendship with Him. And that will make every day a fantastic day. Have a lovely day.